Young and Amazing, Teens at the Top. Simon Beaver, Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1, The Girl That Everybody Loved. At the age of 17, Olga Korbut was the world's most famous gymnast. She taught people to look at the sport differently. Before 1972, not many people watched gymnastics, but a young girl from Belarus in the Soviet Union changed that. Olga Korbut started learning gymnastics when she was only 8. It was very difficult. She had to work hard for very long hours. But she was a fantastic student. In 1972, Olga went to the Olympic Games in Munich, Germany. She was 17, but she was very small and thin, and she looked like a child. People all over the world watched when she danced on the beam. Then she jumped and did a back somersault. Her legs went up above her head and came down behind her, without using her arms, and she didn't fall. She stayed on the beam. Everybody loved Olga. No other gymnast could do what she did. Before, people thought that Soviet gymnasts did not show how they felt. But when Olga did something wrong, she cried. They loved her because of that, too. In Munich, Olga was first in 3 competitions. She was second in another. Some people were angry with the judges. They thought that she was best in that competition, too. Olga was a great example. In 1972, many little girls saw her and wanted to be gymnasts, too. She made the sport popular. Chapter 2, Catching the Wind. A young African boy left school at 14, but he used the wind and sun to help people. Today, he is famous. William Kamkwamba is from Malawi, a country in Africa. He had to leave school at 14. His family did not have money to pay for his lessons, so he began to learn without a teacher, from books. One book was about windmills. In 2002, there was very little rain in Malawi, so there wasn't much food. Many people died, and many others were hungry. William wanted to help, so the 14-year-old boy made a windmill to give his village electricity. He made it from trees and parts of bikes and other things that nobody wanted. At first, people thought he was crazy, but his windmill worked. William made 2 more windmills, but people needed water in his village more than electricity. Someone wanted to help and gave William a pump. The pump used the light of the sun to bring water up from under the ground. In 2006, a newspaper wrote about William's work. Then William wrote a book. People read about him and sent him money to work and study. He went back to school in South Africa and the USA. "I want to use the things I learn. I want to help my country," he says. "There's a lot of work to do." Chapter 3, A Life at Sea. Laura Decker is a very special girl. At the age of 15, she took her boat around the world alone. Laura Decker is a sailor from the Netherlands. She was born on her parents' boat in New Zealand in 1995. She was at sea for the first 4 years of her life. Then, when Laura was 6, her parents gave her a boat. In May 2009, Laura sailed alone from the Netherlands to England. She was only 13 years old. A judge told her father to come to England to take her home. 3 months later, Laura told a newspaper that she wanted to sail around the world alone. But another judge said she could not. She was too young. She had to wait. A year later, on August 21st, a month before her 15th birthday, Laura left Gibraltar for St. Martin in the Caribbean in her boat. On January 20th, 2011, she sailed from St. Martin. She went to Australia and South Africa. Then she sailed her boat from there back to St. Martin. She was back a year and a day after she left. She was the youngest person to sail around the world alone. "I was good friends with my boat in the end," said Laura, "and I learned a lot about myself." Chapter 4, Money for Jam. Fraser Doherty learned to make jam at home when he was 14. It brought him millions of dollars before he was 20. One day, in 2002, when 14-year-old Fraser Doherty from Edinburgh, Scotland, was at home, it rained. It often rains in Scotland, and this day Fraser was bored. So his grandmother, his father's mother, taught him to make jam. Her jam was very good, and he learned quickly. Fraser then thought he could make some money with jam. He made a lot of it and took it to people's houses. They bought it. He began to make more and more jam, thousands of jars each month. People bought a lot of jam from him, so he opened a business on the internet. Then he learned that people ate less jam than before because there was too much sugar in it. So he made a better jam. He used fruit juice, not sugar, to make it sweet. He called it Super Jam. Big British supermarkets asked for his new jam. He began to make it in a factory. Soon, people bought hundreds of thousands of jars every year. Before he was 20, Fraser had millions of dollars. But Fraser is not only interested in making money. He uses his money to help other people. He loves to help old people, like his grandmother helped him. Chapter 5. Making Movies. Tanvi was a 12-year-old schoolgirl like all the others, but then she was in a movie. It made her famous. Tanvi Ganesh Lankar is an actor from Mumbai in India. She was born in 1995. Her mother works in a hospital and her father works in a bank. When Tanvi was only 12, her uncle told her that people wanted actors for a movie. She went to see them. At first, they did not choose her. But then they heard that she was a great dancer. So they asked her to be a person called Latika in the movie. The movie was called Slumdog Millionaire. It is about a very poor young man from Mumbai. He wins a lot of money on a TV show. People all around the world love the movie. In the USA, it won 8 Oscars. Tanvi was famous at 13. Tanvi went to the Oscars in California. She met Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt there. "What more can I ask for?" she said. She really enjoyed her time there. 3 years later, she was in another movie, a love story called Teenage. She is now working on a third movie. Tanvi is doing great things, and she is only 17. Chapter 6. If you can't walk, drive. Michael Johnson had a very bad accident at the age of 12. Now he cannot use his legs, but he drives cars in races. When Michael Johnson was a child, he rode bikes in races in the USA and Canada. He was very good, and he often won. Then, at the age of 12, he was in a very bad bike accident. After that, he could not use his legs. But Michael did not want to stay home and do nothing. He loved playing sports, so later on, he began to drive cars in competitions. "Never tell him that he can't do something," says Michael's mother, Kathy. "He'll show you that you're wrong." Race drivers use their feet to drive their car faster or slower. Michael cannot do that. He needs a special car. He uses his hands to do all the driving. Somebody helps him get in and out, but he goes very fast, more than 170 kilometers an hour, and he wins competitions. At 19, Michael is a professional race driver. Michael wants to win the biggest car race in the USA, the Indianapolis 500. He often practices in Indianapolis. Michael says that he forgets his problems in his car. "When I'm winning races, I'm the happiest I can be." Chapter 7. Dancing to the Top. Michaela de Prince, a little African girl, lost her parents at the age of 3. Now, at 17, she is a famous ballet dancer in the USA. Michaela de Prince is from Sierra Leone in Africa. Both her parents died in the war there when she was 3. Michaela is black, but some parts of her skin are white. Some people in Sierra Leone thought that little Michaela was bad because of that white skin. Crazy. One day, Michaela found a picture of a ballet dancer. She really wanted to be like her. Then, when she was 4, new American parents came for her. Michaela did not speak much English, but she showed the picture to her new mother. So, Michaela began ballet classes in the USA. Soon, Michaela was a great dancer. When she was 14, newspapers wrote about her. Now she's in a movie about ballet, and she dances on TV shows. And she is only 17. Her mother says that it is difficult because some people think that black girls cannot be good ballet dancers. Michaela said on TV, "Because I'm a black ballet dancer, I have to work 10 times harder." Michaela wants to be one of the best dancers in the world, and she wants to show everybody that black women really can dance ballet well. Chapter 8. What do you think? So now you know the stories of Olga the gymnast, William the windmill maker, Laura the sailor, Fraser the jam businessman, Tanvi the actor, Michael the race driver, and Michaela the ballet dancer. If you watch the video quests, you also know the stories of Iris the cliff diver, of Marika, Italy's fastest schoolgirl, and of the Chinese gymnast. In this book, we learn that one of these teenagers made millions of dollars. Which one? Do you think it is good or bad for teenagers to have a lot of money? Why? Can you think of other teenagers who have a lot of money? What do you think about that? To finish, do you know about a really great teenager? He or she can be famous or not. It can be a friend or somebody in your family. Write down why you think the teenager is really great. How is he or she different from other teenagers? Why is this teenager so special?